Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank. Here's a panel discussion led by Michigan Business Network's Chris Holman.
Here with you today, I manage the business services area at Case Credit Union. Brett, who is one of your judges, is my boss. So, I mentioned earlier the deposits for businesses and loans. Those are the things that I do. I work with business owners with all of their business banking needs. I've been in financial services for about 27 years. I know I started when I was six. I started as a self-employed financial planner, helping business owners take money out of their business on a tax-favored basis, sell their business, do a lot of things in the business world before becoming a dedicated banker. I actually started my education at LCC in Charlotte High School, which is where I'm from, before going to MSU. My goal was to own my own sporting goods store. I always had that entrepreneurial itch. Probably the biggest thing that education taught me was that owning a business was not the good fit for me. And that's probably the biggest benefit that I have from my job today, is I get to work with a lot of different kinds of businesses, get to be a part of their decision making, which kind of scratches my entrepreneurial itch as well, and gives me a broad perspective of business, different types of businesses, and how to use those skills and knowledge to help other businesses. In addition to that, I've also owned a couple of other small businesses. I had an estate liquidation business, a couple of other things that I dabbled into, grew to the success level of, and to choose what I wanted to do, whether do that or continue to be a banker, and I just love being a banker. So, glad to be here. Thank you.
My name is Scott Reschke. I own a video game development studio in Lansing. I actually participated, I don't know if it was, is Bill sitting out of there somewhere?
I think he's the judges.
Possibly the first one of these Star Tanks, and I ended up winning that. I brought a gal up on stage with me, full cosplay, so and one of my characters, that was in 2012, 2011, something along those lines. Since then, I spent several years developing business plan, product plan, marketing plan. I did work in insurance for a year and discovered I am not a commercial insurance agent by any stretch of the imagination. And I really wanted to, I'd already run a business in East Lansing for about 9 years. It was called the Frank Center. It was a computer repair and a cyber cafe shop right downtown East Lansing. And the business model, that you're going after, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about some of the struggles you might run into based off of how similar. But after that, I raised $1.5 million to fund my video game development studio. On top of that, we've received over $220,000 from the state from incentives for business development through the MEDC. Through LEAP, actually, Tony has been fantastic, and so I am in the throes of hopefully what's going to be one of the ups. I've had plenty of the ups and downs, and being an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur when you suck at working for anybody else, and so it is tough. It is a struggle. It's a passion thing. If you enjoy 14 to 18 hour days routinely, where you are at your office or at your job, then pretty much you're an entrepreneur. If you're a really big fan of putting in 4 hours of work at an office with 4 hours of surfing Facebook, well, then you're not an entrepreneur. So it takes dedication and passion and ulcer medication. So at any rate, I'm in the thick of right now trying to, we're looking to publish our game globally. We've had a lot of really great talent work and make a really beautiful product. And so we're looking at either self-publishing or picking up or having a publisher pick us up. So that's where I'm at.
Thank you, gave away the trade secret with the drugs there.
Oh, yeah. No, the ulcer meds, that is, start taking it early and often, because it'll creep up on you, and one day you'll just go, holy crap, I can't move.
You know, and it's funny, because I don't want to upset the format here, but one of the things you mentioned was the 14-hour days, the 15-hour days. You know, the irony is, none of us that work those hours think we're working those hours. It's not work. If it's not work, then it doesn't matter how many hours.
Yeah, you're not punching a clock. It disappears. Like, for me, I don't know about my staff. You can maybe ask her. Maybe it's the slowest crawl ever. But for me, I'll get in there, and all of a sudden, it's 8 hours later. And I'm like, holy cow, I haven't done half of what I need to do today. So,
So a lot of it is how you view work. Anybody want to talk about risk? Anybody but you. It's kind of interesting. I think one of the most important things that you'll find is entrepreneurs who are always given this credit for taking incredible risks. I don't think that I ever found myself in a position where I took a risk.
We'll have more from the Star Tanks business panel on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.